Hello and welcome to today's podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis and today I'm going to give you some tips on what to look for when shopping around for used treadmills so you don't end up with a lemon. Now the main benefit of buying used treadmills is the money that you save. You'll spend at least $1,000 on a high quality new treadmill, you know, which is a lot of money for exercise equipment. When you buy a used treadmill, however, you can expect to get a significant discount, sometimes as much as 60% or more off the original retail price. Now, while saving money is a big incentive to buy used, there are certain things you need to be aware of before you hand over your money. Before you buy any treadmill, whether it's new or used, you need to do some research. You know, that used commercial quality treadmill that you found online or in your local newspaper may seem like the deal of a century, but it could be a total lemon unless you know what to look for or what questions to ask of the seller. Now, buying used is always going to be riskier than buying new, but you can reduce your risk by following these simple tips. The first tip is get pertinent information from the seller. You should always have a list of questions to ask the seller, and here are some of those more important questions to ask. The first question you want to ask is, why are you selling the treadmill? Now, what you're trying to find out is, what is the motivation for the owner wanting to sell their treadmill? Is it because he or she is moving, or it just simply isn't used anymore, or is there something wrong with the machine? You also want to ask who uses the treadmill and how often is it used. Now, the more the treadmill is used, the more wear and tear the machine will have and the more likely it will be in need of repairs. Now, ideally, you want to look for used treadmills that have as little use as possible. The guy who says, I'm the only one that ever used it, and I used it once a month for about 3 months and never used it again, that is the ideal used treadmill that you want to find. Was the treadmill properly maintained? Now here you're just trying to get an idea of how good the owner was with treadmill maintenance. You know, did he keep it clean and lubricated? And when you take a look at it in person or look at pictures of it online or in the paper, does it look like it's been taken care of? Is it nice and clean, all the parts and pieces intact? Or is it covered in dust, you know, shoved in the corner of the basement, covered with, you know, dust, dirt, and grime with cracked pieces here and there? I mean, it's, you know, you got to use some common sense here, but you'll be able to tell a lot by just what the machine looks like. Was the treadmill ever serviced is another important question. You want to find out the service record of the treadmill you're considering buying. If it's been fixed many times, this is an obvious indication that this is not a good machine to buy. If it was fixed only once, you may be getting a machine that is as good as new, especially if a key component of the treadmill was replaced, such as the motor or the tread belt. Now, by learning about how the treadmill is used and maintained, you'll have a better idea of its quality. Avoid used treadmills that have a lot of use and abuse, as they will obviously break down faster. A lot of people buy a new treadmill but rarely use it. It's best to buy from these types of owners because you'll get a used treadmill that is practically new but significantly discounted. Tip number two, learn more about the treadmill itself before you buy. You can learn a lot about a treadmill simply by asking questions from the seller, but you should do some initial research on the actual treadmill models you're considering buying. Make sure the model you're considering was manufactured by a reputable company. And only pick used treadmills from companies that you've heard of and that you know are of high quality and that get good reviews. You know, for example, I would feel confident buying any used Soul Fitness or Smooth Fitness treadmill. These are two well-known manufacturers who've been in the home treadmill business for a long time, and their equipment is backed with some pretty hefty warranties. Now, these are the types of brands you want to look for in a used treadmill. If you're interested in learning more about Soul and Smooth, you can visit my website, besttreadmillsonline.com. I have full reviews of these companies and their most popular treadmills. Also, you want to stick with used treadmills that are newer. older models, say 10 years or older, could potentially be on their last legs and could be in need of some serious maintenance. In addition, the newer used treadmills will usually have better engineering behind them, and you'll typically have more bells and whistles as technology has evolved over the years. This is particularly true when it comes to folding treadmills. Another way to gauge the quality of a used treadmill is by knowing its original warranty coverage. The treadmill warranty says a lot about the quality of the machine. Low-grade treadmills will usually have a limited warranty on things such as the motor and the tread belt and the various parts of the treadmill, and a limited warranty on the actual labor. So, you know, these types of treadmills, you know, if you're looking at a treadmill that originally had a 90-day warranty and you're looking at this treadmill and it's 4 years after the fact, you know, it's not necessarily saying for sure that treadmill's probably not going to last too much longer, but if the manufacturer's only willing to back up their own machine for 90 days and here you are coming along 4 years later, you know, I'd be a little iffy to buy that type of treadmill. On the other hand, treadmills with lifetime warranties on some of the key components such as the motor and frame, or extended warranties on the tread belt and other parts of the treadmill, you know, these are going to be higher quality machines. So, you know, if I'm looking at a used treadmill that's 5 years old, but it has a lifetime warranty on the motor and frame, 3-4 years obviously is nothing compared to a lifetime. I'm going to be very confident, or at least a lot more confident, about buying that particular treadmill than I would on the treadmill that only had a 90-day warranty on it originally. So there you have it. You can save a lot of money buying used treadmills, but if you aren't careful, you could end up with a lemon and lots of headaches. So follow these tips, do your research, ask the pertinent questions from the sellers, and you can be assured to find a high-quality treadmill at a significantly discounted price. For more information on treadmills, including reviews and recommendations of the best treadmills available online today, visit besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis. Thanks for listening.